Okay.
Okay, let's call our meeting to order of the Utah State Fair Park Authority. It is February 23rd at 1:34 p.m. Becky, would you mind doing a roll call?
I would love to. Good afternoon, everyone. Lillian Bayless.
Here.
Jim Webb.
Here.
Kelly Pearson. Wade Garrett.
Here.
Dave Lewis.
Here.
Ted Lewis.
Here.
Steve Lund.
Here.
Paul Morris.
Here.
Kip Paul. Senator Sandall. Jennifer Seelig.
Here.
Daryl Hunting. Tommy Joe Lucia. And we have Brooke McCurrick from the AG office as well.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Becky. Thanks, everybody, for being on. The purpose of our meeting today, as was noticed, is to put for approval the retaining of an attorney that can help us with our agreement with Larry Miller. We talked about this at our last boarding meeting. Since then, Larry has interviewed two different groups. We've also cleared them from conflicts. One group did have a conflict. Kip, Larry, and myself did a final interview on Friday. And it's our master plans committee's recommendation that we retain Kelly, is it Owens, Larry?
Terry Owens.
Terry Owens from Parsons Bailey to help us with this. Brooke, you had mentioned that Larry has the ability to retain consultants, but we just, out of an abundance of caution, wanted to make sure that the board approves this. This is going to be a very integral role for us as we negotiate with Larry Miller and work through a definitive legal agreement. Brooke is certainly going to be involved on our side as well. We've got another attorney from DFCM. Daryl, I'm assuming you're aware of that. But this will really be a help from a fair market value perspective and to make sure we get this agreement right. This is going to obligate us to things over the next 20 to 30 years, and it's just important that we get it right. So that's the recommendation. Why don't we get a motion for that, and then we can have discussion about it before we vote.
So moved.
Thank you, Ted. A second? Second. Second from Daryl. Thank you. Okay, based on that, let's open it up for any questions or issues that you may have.
Hey, we're all good. This is Ted. I assume that in the interviews you discussed their experience in these kinds of matters.
Yes, we did.
This is specialized stuff, and I'm sure Brooke would agree. If you have expertise in a certain area, you can be very, very helpful. And, I know about insurance, but I don't know about these items. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, a really good question, Ted. Larry, you want to give us just a little bit of insight into Carrie's experience and how we think that might be leveraged to our benefit?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to. So, we interviewed two different law firms, and we did receive some references. And in Carrie's particular case, he was actually recommended to us by Mike Kelly, who's with DFCM and is their attorney. Mike has worked with them on numerous land transactions and in different deals. And then it was also made a recommendation that we visit with Point of the Mountain Project. So Carrie Owens and his firm is actually the current legal counsel for Point of the Mountain, which we had a great conversation with Michael Ombre on Friday, asking him how he felt about, you know, the support that he's receiving and the direction. He was really complimentary of Carrie, but he also recommended that we try to put one of the attorneys on staff, Laura Reber, as part of the team that would represent the Fair Park, and she's very good at what she does as well. And so that's essentially the team that's representing Point of the Mountain. So we've made that request on Saturday morning that she be part of the team. We're waiting on Carrie to follow up with that. But he has many years of experience dealing with private-public partnerships, as well as a lot of the more delicate matters, some of the land of the Northwest Quadrant, of Salt Lake City that's been in the news for the last several years as we start to develop, and he's been involved in them. He's represented Kennecott in some of their land deals. The prison project, he was involved in that as well. So he's very familiar with these public-private partnerships.
I should note as well, you know, Kip circulates in these groups, and Kip was in favor of it as well, even though he's not on the call here today. So, yeah, vast amount of experience, Ted, I think right in line with some of the issues and concerns that we have.
Mr. Chairman?
May I ask a follow-up question?
Sorry, and Daryl has his hand up as well.
Okay, let's go with Ted's follow-up and then Daryl.
I just want to make sure we're talking about something long-term and near-term. I guess I would just like to be sure that Larry is comfortable that this person can work with him the way Larry needs it.
So that's a great comment and question. I feel really good about Carrie and the team, especially if we can have Laura Weber on the team. This is going to be an ongoing negotiation for many years to come, the way that we're going to subdivide the property into quadrants, and each quadrant will require a separate agreement. The master lease agreement is going to lay the foundation, but those individuals will need to be recorded and things of that nature. So this is going to be at least a 5 to 7 year process.
Well, I want it to be somebody that you can work with and you're very comfortable, and your answer satisfies me.
Thank you, Ted. Daryl?
I'm just curious. So it sounds like this might be an arrangement for 5 to 7 years. Do we have any idea of what the outlay of the air park is going to be to retain these services? Are we just going to do an hourly thing? Do we got to put up a retainer? What does something like that look like, or what are we anticipating?
Good question, Daryl. We do not have to put up a retainer of any significance. I mean, they might ask for a little bit, but I doubt it. But, you know, we talked about it in a group, and it's very open-ended, Daryl. And first of all, I'll say that it'll probably be the best money we've spent. But, Daryl, my personal opinion is that it's going to be somewhere between 75 and 100 grand over the next couple years. Larry, did you have any follow-up to that?
No, I think you're very close. It depends upon, you know, how much, how well our message is received by Larry H. Miller. And I think right now that both sides are working hard and amicably to try to get this resolved, and that'll bring down our costs. But if there's some issues we run into that require some lengthy involvement of our attorneys, it could very well go to $150,000 real easily.
Thanks, Daryl. Any other questions from the group? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Tommy Joe's just joined.
Okay. Hey, Tommy Joe, welcome.
Sorry, I had a Teams update. Anybody ever have that happen?
All the time. What a pain. Tommy Joe, the motion on the table right now is to retain an attorney that can help us in our negotiations with Larry Miller. It's Kerry Owens with Parsons Bailey. Doesn't have any conflicts. We've just been answering some questions, and I think we're ready to put it to a vote unless you may have any questions.
I do not.
Okay. If we have no further questions, Becky, no hands?
Nope, no hands.
Okay, let's go through a roll call vote if we can, Becky, please.
Absolutely. Lillian Bayless?
Aye.
Jim Webb?
Aye.
Kelly Pearson? Wade Garrett?
Yes.
Dave Lewis?
Yes.
Ted Lewis?
Yes.
Steve Lund?
Yes.
Paul Morris?
Yes.
Kit Paul? Senator Sandahl? Jennifer Selig?
Yes.
Daryl Hunting?
Yes.
Tommy Joe Lucia?
Yes.
Okay, that's unanimous. So the motion carries. Larry will reach back out to Carrie and make sure we get the right team assembled. I should note as well that Kip has a follow-up meeting with Carl Duke at Larry Miller, I think, tomorrow. And I think we're ready to really start making some progress on this. So we'll likely just be scheduled for our normal March meeting, unless something comes up before then that might cause us to want to meet before then. But otherwise, we'll meet again at our regularly scheduled March meeting and update you all on where we're at. Thanks, everybody, for being on today.
Thank you.
I guess we need a motion to adjourn.
So motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Ted. Second?
Okay.
Aye.
Thanks, Jim. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Opposed? Seeing none, that's unanimous. Hey, everybody, have a great week. Thanks for your help today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.